Welcome to Sha'arim B'Tefillah by Rav Shimshon David Pinkus. Today we're going to take a look at the first paragraph of the Pirkei Pticha, Perek Aleph. He begins, as many Sfarim do, with a Yud, a Hey, and a Vav, and a Hey set of four words. Yesod HaTzlacha V'Amud HaAvodah, the foundation of success, and the Amud, the pillar of service. Hi LaDa'at, is to know, echoing the Rambam, Shehatfilah, that davening, Himin HaYesodot Shehakol Omer Alehem, is amongst the foundations upon which everything else rests. That's going to be his basic argument throughout this entire sefer, that davening is at the core of our spiritual life. Kemo shelimud haTorah hu amud haolam, just like Talmud Torah is that upon which the world stands, shehakol omer alav, everything rests on our ability, the time that we spend, the effort that we expend, our commitment to Talmud Torah. Kimochen hatfila hi amud. Also, tefillah is an amud, a foundation, that which other things stand upon. Bibinyan ha'adam veha'olam. Tefillah here is even greater than Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is the amud ha'olam. It is that upon which the world rests. But tefillah is the amud ha'adam veha'olam. It is that upon which the human being, him or herself, rests, in addition to the world. The Ever Shaha Neshama Tluyabo. It is the limb, the spiritual limb, if you could imagine, that our soul relies upon. Hein b'ma'arechet avodat Hashem, whether we're talking about the world of our spiritual worship of Hashem, hein b'hatzlachat hadam v'chol inyanei chayav, whether we're talking about success in all matters of our lives, haruchaniim, the spiritual ones, obviously, and also, says Rav Pinkus, hagashmiim, also our physical success, our material success, is based on our tefillah. Hakol over derech avodat hatefillah. Everything passes through the way of our prayers. Ve'i efshar lahasig et tzorcheinu bechayim biladeha. And one cannot gain access to our human needs without prayer. Part of Rav Pinkus' claim, which is on the one hand very simple but also very radical, is that everything that we need in the world only comes to us when we ask. We know this is true in interpersonal relationships. If you want something from someone, you can't just imagine that they're going to give. You have to ask. And if you want something from God, it's not enough to just keep it inside your heart. You have to articulate it. You have to daven for it. You have to say it out loud to Hashem. Part of the definition of prayer for Rav Pinkus here is an articulation of our needs. Prayer is, at some level, a kind of a bakasha. In this regard, Rav Pinkus shares the Rav's, Rabbi Soloveitchik's, approach that at the basis of tefillah is bakasha. In addition, we also hear echoes here of Rav Olbi's Alishur about binyan ha'adam, that to build our spiritual personality, to build ourselves up as a human being, means fundamentally to pray. And prayer has here two components. It includes both the statutory tefillot three times a day, Shacharit, Mincha, and Maariv. But it also includes, I would like to argue, something bigger than that. A relationship that developed between us and the Borei Olam, between ourselves and God, the creator of the universe, over time, as we pour out our hearts and our souls and our needs before the creator of the world. I hope you can come and join me on this journey through the Sha'arim B'Tefillah.
This podcast is sponsored by the Musser Institute. The Musser Institute is a community of learners and seekers who strive to reach their full potential as individuals and members of their communities and in their connection to the divine. The Institute draws on and shares the teachings of Musser, a practical and inspiring Jewish spiritual tradition to foster a life of greater meaning and enhanced relationships. The Musser Institute opens and illuminates the pathway of Musser for Jews of all denominations and affiliations and to all who wish to explore these Jewish spiritual practices. To that end, the Institute offers courses for beginners through advanced Musser students, trains leaders in the specific skills of Musser facilitation, and offers many opportunities for members to experience connection within the global Musser community. For more information and to join the mailing list, visit www.musserinstitute.org. www.musserinstitute.org.